This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Come to the right place if you're looking for a good cause, if you're looking for a good conversation, if you're looking for a good time, call Jay at 855-999-DOUG. That's kind of maybe what this guy was talking about. What do you think?
Super easy.
Yeah. Okay. It is easy when you love who you are, when you love what you do, when you love where you are, you, in fact, become more lovable as well. Pretty easy. Love goes both ways. And I think universally, love is the language. It's the, remember, well, love is used, that term's used a lot of different ways, and they're all good, right? I love my job. I love my co-host. I love my house. I love my dog. I love my children. I love life. I love the farm. I love all kinds. It's an awakening every day. The adventure is there for you to take advantage of you and to take advantage of it. So go ahead. I could love you for no good reason at all. Just, you know, I usually find myself loving somebody because there is a good reason. Because they're lovable.
There's different levels of love and the different love languages of how people perceive love. And what is the one, like, you get back what you put out there, and whatever you,
give.
This energy. Energy is palpable, and whenever you have that, when you walk into a room, the room actually lights up. Things get better. It's not like people cringe or what they call them, energy vampires. People who just aren't carrying love around, ready to give it out.
Yeah, right, exactly. Energy vampires. That's a great terminology. Yeah, absolutely. Suck it right out of you. I know a lot of people who are in the business of helping folks, and I ask them whenever I see them, good therapists, how do you get, you take all this garbage in from people, how do you get rid of it? Who's there to help you get rid of the garbage that gets laid on you from everybody else? I think that's always a challenge. You got to be careful about that stuff because, that's a great... That reference to energy vampires, wow. All right, so anyway, something to start your hour off thoughting. Good, Doug. The past tense of thinking is thoughting. I thought yesterday, and I was thoughting about you and thoughting about this program. Action is an antidote to despair. If you're upset about something, take some action about it. That's it, you know. We've had our problems here and there as we changed over from Radio America to USA, and it's been something that's been tumultuous because it's a hard program to produce, and so we're getting to the point where hopefully all of those things, because of action of people, have fixed the problem. And there's an apology to some of the, actually to all the stations who have had to endure some of the things that we've come across here that weren't expected, and so appreciate the fact that the stations who are there and have been loyal for a long time, and maybe the new stations that are coming on as well, because we've been adding a station or two a day for the last month or so because of changes in other programming. Certainly thankful and grateful to the people running the stations as, well, the ultimate is the listeners themselves, and they're the solution to saving a radio program is to have listeners. Isn't that amazing how that works? It's amazing how that works. Okay, speaking of amazing, scientists doing a survey of a microorganism over in Scotland have found a new DNA strain of fungi. Right? Is that how you say the plural of fungus is fungi?
Fungi.
I want to say that. Fungi. I have said that to a couple of people. Hey, fungi. And they don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway.
Did you just call me a mushroom?
Ooh, that's what a great idea. When you don't want to be crude or rude or use the F word, you can say to them, hey, fungi. And then they, if they know what a fungi is, then they kind of, you're a new mushroom, right?
There you go. Fungi. We are putting that on a shirt.
Yes.
We have a Doug Stephens.
That's right.
Color.
A Doug shirt with fungi. That's right. What if we put fungi on the front? Let's see, what can we put on the back? All right, we'll think about something for the back. At any rate, we've got, what would you say, James, if you were going to say something and say it on the air? What would you say? James said
you
something.
You can do the thoughtful thing, that you, or the past tense of thought. There you go.
Oh,
back. There you go.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay. Yeah. We come up with the Doug Stephan dictionary, right? And the first thing under F is fungi. Anyway, so we got this new, this group of volunteers looking in Scotland for this new fungus. And they've got DNA from the soil. You're going to love this. It has 2,748 fungal taxa in it, which have never been found any place in the British Isles. So anyway, there's a couple of new ones especially that are also found in Greenland, is it? And down in Scandinavia as well. This team found a new species from the fungal genie Squamantita. What in the sounds like an Indian name, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Squamantita.
It's That's rare probably. And it's violet and it's coral at the same time. And yeah. Have you seen a picture of this? I'm going to have to put it on social media because it is really pretty. It almost looks like something that would grow underwater.
Well, but I mean, we're having fun with this, but the bottom line is that fungi are really important to the functioning of our ecosystems. They're mostly, as you suggested, either below water or below ground. You once in a while see moss. You do see that, a lot of that in Ireland and Scotland, for sure. That's part of it. I think you can see it in Greenland, and it's normally something that is attributed to colder weather places because it's hard to kill. It can exist in most any circumstance. So anyway, for those of you who are wondering what's new today, there's a new fungi among us. All right? That's good to know. Meanwhile, the senators that have been all touted and everybody's all hot and bothered because Chuck Schumer made a deal with the Munchkin there, and so we're going to talk about that and what the agreement holds for you after these.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
New message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
All right, 15 past the hour. Doug Stephan's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. So, this is an interesting reality here. The Chuck Schumer deal with Manchin. Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia. I always, was it West Virginia or Virginia? The man, I think it's West Virginia, because that's coal country.
West Virginia, but now that you're saying it out loud, why is it all of a sudden it becomes like, wait, that doesn't sound right? Or when you're saying something and you're staring at the word and you're like, I swear this is right. Why doesn't it look right anymore?
Right. Okay, so since this was announced a few days ago, as you can imagine, there have been the Gallup folks and other people polling Americans to find out if they support the various things that are in here. Clearly, the issue of climate change is addressed and tax changes and prescription drug money, stuff that Manchin wasn't connected much to before. And I'm thinking, and I don't know this, I'm speculating, like that's what we do here is to a point speculate, don't have any knowledge, but Manchin could be a Democratic candidate for president. And because some of the rap about him has been that he only is interested in West Virginia coal because he's got a lot of investments in it, maybe this changes his the rap on him. So look at this. He's not in, because he's actually gotten in the way of a lot of stuff that wasn't good. I thought a lot of the things that he's been doing are pretty swell, frankly. I like it when somebody disrupts what is the norm and tries to, you know, make people think about why are we doing these sorts of things. Anyway, Chuck Schumer said that the leadership of the Dems had reached agreement to vote on three amendments to this bill, veterans health care legislation, and, you know, all this other stuff that we've been talking about.
Yeah, it needs to be done, especially when it comes to those burn pits. And veterans should not be coming back
with
health issues that nobody is doing anything about.
But see, this has been something that's been a focus for a long time, and nobody really has done anything. Lots of talk. Lots and lots and lots of talk about taking care of vets, but there are probably, you can count on one hand, in fact, the good veterans admin hospitals in the country. One of them's in Los Angeles. There's one down in Florida that I know. I mean, I'm remembering talking about these things and looking up where the good ones were. And then we see the rest of them that are awful. And men and women who've been in the service that aren't being taken care of, the disgrace of it all. We talk about it, but that's all we do. Let's talk about it. These phony politicians that use soldiers as a backdrop for supposedly their patriotic plundering of the public in terms of what they do when they're in office and how they enrich themselves and all this other stuff. Meanwhile, men and women who have served the country honorably are getting screwed over. So that's part of this anyway. And there are the Republicans. Let's see. The votes, these amendments are getting voted up by Pat Toomey, who's a Pennsylvania Republican, Marsha Blackburn, who's a Republican from Tennessee, and Rand Paul from Kentucky. So they needed these votes, and they got these votes. Need 60 votes, and so they got them. That's an unlikely group, actually. That's not a triumvirate that you see very often, especially Rand Paul. He's not usually in on anything that anybody else is in on. So let's see where this all goes. It's for sure, no matter what, it's going to be good for some people and not good for others. You know, the tax part of it is still something that is the tax and spend stuff. Wow. Okay, let's see what's going on with this soccer player who attacked a referee. This is something, we see the video of this, pretty horrifying. Soccer game in Argentina, male player lost it and attacked a female referee.
Mm-hmm.
He was handed a yellow card. So what does it mean, a yellow card? That means a foul or something? What does that mean?
Yeah, it's a pretty big foul. The next level is a red card where you're ejected from the game.
Oh.
But whatever the incident was, he went after her, and other players were trying to stop him, and she is pressing charges. He was immediately removed from the pitch and arrested.
Yeah.
She's pressing charges, and she even says that nobody, like, if he's doing this in the game of play, what is he doing?
What's
in
his real life?
He needs to actually, he needs to pay for what he did. You cannot be behave this way.
Yep. All right. So that's a good call, literally and figuratively. Speaking of calling it, we're calling it now. Time's up. 21 after the hour in this segment of Good Day.
Good day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Compliment your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There and your body doesn't know that cancer is there. As to why you can have tumors developing in the body for so long before you ever know it, that your immune system didn't see it. When they really turn the immune system on with something like what is considered a viral disease, it signals the immune system to get out of their lazy cots and destroy the cancer in a matter of days.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's 23 after the hour, the big time Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. So here's the story, the latest from Rudy Giuliani's camp. Apparently his ex-wife is after him. Wants him to cough up a quarter mil. How about that? Or you're going to jail, pal. So these court papers have been filed. Jay, the wife, Judy Giuliani, claims that the former mayor and Trump's attorney, yada, yada, is in contempt of court for withholding $262,000 that he should have paid under the terms of the divorce settlement. For example, their Palm Beach house. They need to pay for their housekeeper and private clubs down there. I'm sure
they were supposed to split the cost of one of the clubs, and he went into default. And to keep in good standing, she had to cover his costs as well. So she was paying her side of it and then started paying his side. So she was wanting that back as well.
Yeah.
And she's even saying, like, she knows that there's money. She knows he has money.
So he really is a jerk then. It seems like he's a jerk, but he really is a jerk. There you go. Well, at least according to his wife, anyway. Your failure to appear in court may result in immediate arrest or imprisonment for contempt. So she's been divorced from him for, what, 4 or 5 years? I'm trying to remember her from before. She's a lawyer. I think I interviewed her once, and I'm trying to remember. I think what I remember thinking at the time, here we go back to what we were talking about earlier, you know, what you think about somebody, the way they look, the way they act. I thought that she was too attractive for him when I remember meeting. I thought to myself, what the heck is she doing with him? But then there are all kinds of reasons for people being together, right? Yeah, you can't always tell.
They were together for 15 years, divorced in 2018, and it was a messy divorce. If you remember, she even accused him of working for Donald Trump for the price of nothing, because he was, according to her, trying to lower any payments lowering his income, so then lower any of the alimony payments.
Right. All right. The Bill Russell thing, this is interesting, as people talk about the ex-NBA great the fact that he did as much as he did for the game, for civil rights, pretty good human being. So now, apparently, Magic Johnson has suggested that his number six, be retired by all of the teams in the NBA. Jackie Robinson, remember number 42?
Yeah,
that number was retired. LeBron James, I think, has been wearing number six, has he not?
Yeah, he has six. Well, he was 23, paying homage to his idol, Michael Jordan, when he got into the NBA. And then any time that he was playing for something where you couldn't have double digits, he chose the number six because his son was born on the 6th of October. And then he recently, I want to say it was last year or the year before, he changed to number six with the Lakers full time.
Yeah.
Again, so it's just one of those things of six is iconic with the Russell. Go ahead, retire it. That's fine.
Yep.
People who are currently playing can change their number.
Chris, what's his face, has said that his relationship is irreparable. And so there's no going back. Will Smith and Chris. Chris Rock. No, don't want anything to do with him. I'm done with him. Period. End of story, which I think is interesting and pretty appropriate, actually. 28 after.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive news story. I'm Nick Miles. Mulliner, Bentley's customization department, has completed a 10-year collection of bespoke Bentaygas celebrating the art of show jumping in Belgium. The Bentayga.
Message.
What up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican Indiana Representative Jackie Walorski died Wednesday at the age of 58.
We should protect the rights of the most vulnerable among us. Lift women up, strengthen families, and stand together for life.
Walorski, who represented Indiana's 2nd Congressional District, was killed in a car crash Wednesday afternoon in Elkhart County, Indiana. That's a 2-hour drive east of Chicago. As the recession continues to attack the American dollar, Walmart is cutting hundreds of corporate jobs in a restructuring effort a week after they warned of falling profits. The retailer began notifying employees in its Bentonville, Arkansas headquarters and other corporate offices of the upcoming cuts. Taiwan's military on Thursday said it is preparing for war without seeking war after China's military began a 4-day live-fire exercise close to Taiwan's shores. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The fact that America jumped from inflation to recession last week, one trip to the grocery store and gas station, is the simplest measurement of this crisis. Larry Kudlow is the former director of the National Economic Council during the Trump administration. He's warning America on Fox News this reckless spending by Democrats and their inflation reduction bill is snake oil and will ensure the recession continues to plague America for years to come.
The idea that it's inflation reduction is something out of George Orwell. It's not. By the way, the CBO came out with a preliminary scorecard, just preliminary stuff. But actually, the deficit gets worse for the next 4 years until it gets better after that. But the getting better is full of gimmicks, so I don't believe a word of it. This IRS beast, can we talk about that for a second? The IRS beast is going to go after middle-class families. That's exactly right. It's going to go after small businesses. That's exactly right. Less than $200,000 a year. That's also right.
An asteroid a couple of hundred yards wide zoomed past Earth a few hours ago. NASA astronomers discovered the asteroid just days ago on July 26. The meaty space rock known as 2022 OE2 is an Apollo-class asteroid, which means it orbits the Sun and crosses the path of Earth's orbit. This pass missed Earth by roughly 3.2 million miles. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Stephens Good Day Show.
TikTok creators are being banned from sacred sites for being nuisances. Ah, really?
Yeah, good
nuisance.
For them.
Yeah.
Not the TikTok.
Good for
people,
the nuisances
people,
or good for the people
good
in
good for the people who are banning
Nepal.
Them. Nobody can just be okay with taking a selfie or asking somebody to take a picture. No, they've got to set up their camera and do this TikTok dance with the monks in the background in Nepal or something like that. Like, come on, man.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Notice how the kid from Texas, Jay, says, get.
Get her done.
Get her done. All right, so Jay Kirshner is here with Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. James Collins is at the control in our studio in Dallas. We are into the month of August. Let's go back a little bit to July. And the one of the good things that I was thinking about is this the glow of the neon green with the view of Mars that's coming from the Webb satellite, which is now looking back at Mars. We have all kinds of Mars seems like nothing anymore, right? It's like, hello, well, this is no big deal, Mars. Now we're out looking.
Old news, been there, done.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of, isn't it funny? It seems like all the pictures we saw of Mars. Wow, people said, look at the, no, not anymore. Look at where we are in the galaxy. Look at what we're seeing there. Pretty amazing. There's a new restaurant. It's probably for the farm and food section, but it's a hot air balloon. Would you eat dinner while up in a hot air balloon in the clouds?
100% absolutely not.
You would?
No.
No, you wouldn't.
No, I driving on the road on the interstate, and if I see a hot air balloon, I get an anxiety attack.
Really? Ten
my cup of tea.
People at a time can eat the delicacies that are served on this hot air balloon, sea bass, duck, all kinds of things. They have a, see, this is what...
Well, there you go. No.
They use the flame. You know how a hot air balloon stays up in the air? There's a flame that, that heats the air, and that's what makes the balloon go up. So
you
that's how you're cooking your
down.
Food.
You can't direct it side to side.
No,
that's
you can't.
Just by the wind.
You got to go up, and you come down again, hopefully in a good place. I took a hot air balloon ride once and ended up... well, I'd taken it because somebody came to my farm with a hot air balloon. There were old pictures laying around of the cows coming. This is probably 25, maybe 30 years ago. A balloon lands in the pasture, and the cows come running up to try to figure it out. And so I got in. There was a lady that I was quite fond of whose brother had a hot air balloon. And so they came by, and I jumped in with her and him, and we took off. And it was pretty scary, actually, because, as you just said, that's what triggered my memory. You don't know where you're going. There's no, you're not going to steer the thing. You put the heat on and it picks the balloon up, and wherever the wind takes it, the wind takes it.
There are no seatbelts?
No. So imagine how unforgettable it would be to be in this first, the hot air balloon restaurant, and have the food being cooked, and you don't know where you're going to...
They use the flame from the hot air balloon to cook the food.
Yeah.
So basically, to eat, you have to just keep going higher and higher.
Yeah.
No.
Apparently.
So much sounds not up my alley.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, I thought it was an interesting concept anyway. As is the idea that scientists have recorded stingrays talking to each other. Do you know that?
That's so sweet.
Right. There's a study. People put up money for. This is Lachlan Murdoch, who is Rupert Murdoch's son and the heir apparent. He's the one who just bought the $250 million house in Bel Air. He's funded a study, a natural historical study, of stingrays. Good God, who knows why? But it's not. It's interesting to see or to hear the way they sound. I don't know. We haven't got any audio from them. But it's really a high-pitched kind of a squeal. But like dolphins, they can talk to each other. They're communicating with each other. Which is, you know, we think we're the only one. We think we're so smart. And are we really? No. Nope. All right, let's see what we've got going on in terms of some other good news. Paul McCartney and the song Get Back. You know that song? Get Back.
Good song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When he wrote it, he'd probably not been able to be, he didn't predict that the song would be relevant. The song's refrain, get back to where you once belonged, might as well be a therapist encouraging a dementia patient to recall a distant memory. There's a associate professor of music who's trying to do just that with music. This prof found that for older adults who listen to some of their favorite music, including Beatles music, the connectivity in your brain increases because it's something that's familiar. So if you're losing your ability to think things through and you use music therapy, neurologists say that it's having fabulous results because it brings back something into your brain that will put you in a place that you can remember things. It's called the auditory reward system. So this is very cool, right?
Yeah, it really is. And they were using songs that the patient chose for themselves or just otherwise uplifting and enjoyable songs. And they found that any of that that made them happy definitely triggered and closed a little bit of that gap between the brain's auditory system and the reward system.
Mm-hmm.
And especially the songs that the patients chose for themselves in the playlist, it showed so much. When they did these scans before, during, and after, it was truly astounding what they were finding.
Yeah, it is. You know, what it is, the fact that we have so much on this planet, so many things that are that you never maybe would think of, you know, although it does make sense. When you think it through and you hear the story, it makes nothing but sense. Music brings up all kinds of fabulous memories. Why do you think we listen to music? I listen, I have three vehicles that have Sirius XM. And if I don't have it on my truck, I listen to three or four different stations that have music that is familiar to me. I don't like the new music because I think mostly it's crap. I know I sound like some old curmudgeon. Once in a while you come out with something like Coldplay's latest song, which is okay, or you may find a country singer that's got a relatively interesting song, but most of it is just garbage. And not memorable. It's not going to be around. I mean, you think about Frank Sinatra and things that have come, or you go back further. And again, I know I really sound like an old you-know-what, but that's kind of really, when I'm checking with you in 20 years from now, Jay, we'll go back to some of the musical memories that you have versus what I have, and we'll see what refrain is good for the brain. How about that? Is that a deal?
Probably have some joint songs. Like, I'll likely have Bill Haley and his Comets and some Beatles.
Rock around the clock. Yeah, right. Now, we were up with that balloon here, and I saw the story of Kevin Phillip, who is a paraglider. Lucky to be alive, this guy. His glider lines became entangled while he was coming back to the ground on his paraglider. And then the parachute didn't apparently go up. And he was, at this time, he like said, but you take those things up thousands of feet into the air.
Oh, yeah, you go really high. And the reserve chute just was not deploying.
No.
And he was actually, you know, when you're falling faster and faster and faster, and because of the bent wing and with the paraglider, it made him fall even faster. And the last possible second before pretty much impact, he was able to rip the bag open himself to deploy that reserve parachute. Mm-hmm. And he thankfully survived. He crash landed into a tree.
I'd call that a close call.
Yeah, a lot softer than he would have had that had he not been able to open that bag to get the parachute to go out.
All right. Well, count your lucky stars there, Mr. Phillip. Kevin Phillip, lucky, lucky guy. 43 past the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. In a moment, why China has sent warships to surround Taiwan. Oh, yeah, that's right after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on the clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A mid-mod desk chair to rejuvenate my ho-hum workspace.
Staples has you covered.
A place to put my papers so I can be more productive.
A storage cabinet that I can roll out of the way on weekends.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off storage and filing products, chair mats, decor, and lighting with the purchase of an office chair or desk. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store. N72, in-store only.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
All right, so 45 after the hour, I knew that you, let's do the China thing, and then I want to tell you a good story about a couple of pilots. The Pentagon is now sending our warships into the same area where the Chinese have sent their warships because that egotistical Nancy Pelosi is in Taiwan. For what reason? Nobody knows. Nobody can tell you there's a good reason because there isn't a good reason. She's just there. It's vacation time. Oh, I think I'll take a sunny trip to Taiwan just to stir stuff up. What possible value is it for her to go to Taiwan? There was a Washington Post op-ed piece that she wrote, and she says the U.S. has to stand by Taiwan. Okay, yeah, that's good. Jimmy Carter, was there for the Taiwanese, signed their law when he was president in support of Taiwan. Yep, that's fine. But what possible good comes of her going to Taiwan? Give me anybody who's seriously, what is this about? Why is she there?
It almost feels like, I do understand to the sense of that the statement of the U.S. is not going to abandon Taiwan.
We get that.
Yes, but at the same time, is she trying to call their bluff?
So, for what? What business is it hers? Who is she to call their bluff?
Exactly, and the Chinese government had been saying, it's not like this is new news. They've been saying if this trip continues through.
Well, it's none of their business either. But the other side of it is
that's telling them that.
Well, because they want to control the world, and we've decided Hong Kong is ours, and we've decided Taiwan is ours, and so fungi to you. But the Nancy Pelosi needs to go over there about as much as you and I do, frankly. At any rate, okay. So enough of that. The mother-daughter team that people are talking about, Southwest is an interesting airline. It used to be a much better airline than it is now. It's nothing special now. Like most of the airlines that were good, they used to be good, and now they aren't. It's pretty much the way that it goes. But there's a mother-daughter pilot duo that have gone to work. The mother's been there for quite a while now. When you're thinking about a female pilot and Southwest, you may be thinking about the lady who landed the Southwest flight in Philadelphia in 2018. Do you remember Tammy Jo Schultz was her name?
Mm-hmm.
She had been a pilot in the Navy, and she was piloting this 737 when the engine blew apart. And so the part of the engine blew into the side of the plane. A lady was sucked out of the plane, as I remember. But she was able, because she knew what she was doing, to land the plane and considered to be a hero. So Southwest has made it their business to hire a lot of women to be pilots, which is a great idea. Why not, right? Who's the most qualified? Who's to say, there are many airlines that wouldn't. American wouldn't hire a woman for a long, long time. They've got them now, but they wouldn't hire them because the guy that ran American didn't want women, didn't think women should be flying a plane. That was it. Then, whether they were good or not, he just said, we don't need women.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Emotional.
Yeah, right, exactly. Be careful about that. So there's this Holly Pettit, P-E-T-I-T-T, who was a flight attendant. And then she became a co-pilot, and then she became an airline pilot. And she has three children, and her oldest daughter, Keely, now wants to be a pilot and has gone to training school. And apparently they have shown up. She's gotten her being in the second seat, and now they are the first mother-daughter pilot duo to actually be in the cockpit of a plane. I think that's cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's 10 before the hour.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Past the hour. So you think you know more than Warren Eckstein about pets? Wow, are you kidding yourself? Warren is here from the Pet Show. I was looking at your video. I get the video every week of you promoting what you're going to do on the air. And I can't help but think the last time I saw you, you had short hair. And I think now you don't have short hair anymore. It's I don't know why I find that distracting. It just is distracting for me.
Let me give you some peace of mind. It's okay. In the middle right now. The only reason it was so long, I have a kind of an immune situation. So for all the time of COVID, I didn't get my hair cut. It was like being back in the 60s. But now I'm going back to the listen to where I go. Barber, not hair salon, barber.
No, I go to the barber, too. There's a great barber in Santa Monica, the Mexican guys on Lincoln. That's where I go. You go there, you don't go to that same place. But
no.
Have to tell me there's a barber on Lincoln. Listen to us talk like we were in the neighborhood that I'd gone to a couple of times. You'll have to bring me. We'll go to lunch and you'll bring me the barber.
I'm ready.
All right. Next time. All right. I want to know about dogs and your smell. The dogs are smellers. My dog, I've never had a dog as Daisy is just a prolific smeller. I mean, she's really into smelling. And so...
If it's one thing I know, Doug, it's in dog's nose. You know, remember, my specialty for so many years was teaching dogs from many, many military and police departments to sniff out drugs and to sniff out bombs and lost kids. So the dog's olfactory, your sense of smell, is so much better than ours. But here's something I came across the other day I have to share with you guys. Dogs associate their owner's scent with happy thoughts, according to a brand new study. Essentially, a dog can smell the scent of someone they like, and it causes a positive reaction in the area of the brain associated with pleasure. The results suggest that human smells linger. Your smell lingers in the dog's mind. They can associate the smells with positive reactions. Absolutely true. No doubt about it. My sister lives in Indiana. She came out here for the first time. Never met Molly and Willie. She meets Molly and Willie. They knew right off the bat that she was family. Right off the bat.
Right off the bat. Isn't that great?
It's amazing how their nose works, but the difference is they differentiate smells. I'll give you an example. Doug's cooking spaghetti sauce. Warren smells spaghetti sauce. The dog smells the oregano, the garlic, and whatever else goes into spaghetti sauce separately. That's why they can differentiate things that they're smelling when they're looking for drugs and stuff. Amazing noses. Never, never underestimate the ability of your dog to smell things. Unbelievable.
Very cool.
And they stick on something, stay with it.
The New York Police Department investigating an attempt to steal a French bulldog in broad daylight. And one wonders, remember the Lady Gaga thing?
Yeah.
When they stole the dog from her? So how do people get the balsam to try to pull this out? I know French bulldogs are valuable, but in the middle of the day, it's going to go.
I was hearing this on the show this week. Just last year, there were over 250 pets stolen just in Los Angeles.
Wow.
The highest figure in the police department history. This came directly from the police department. So here's a couple of things right off the bat. Number one, French bulldogs. There are so many French bulldogs in the area where I live, and those are the ones they go for because they can breed them and they can sell them for thousands. I mean, sometimes $4,000 or $5,000 for one of their puppies. So I recommend getting a dog like Molly and Willie. They're not lookers, but they are.
Right. That's it.
Just make sure you walk with somebody. Make sure your dogs are up to date on everything they possibly can be up to date on. And quite honestly, in the era nowadays, if you're walking your dog, try to walk with a buddy, really, because the police are so, they're not that, maybe Santa Monica, they're not around that much. So basically, walk with a buddy. Right now, my dogs pretty much spend their time in my backyard. They're small, so it's like a park to them. And I kind of walk them in the earlier part of the day. Just to make sure.
So, there was a dog that was a sniffing dog in an airport that found McDonald's McMuffins and stuff in somebody's luggage. You see that?
I didn't see that story.
The couple was fined $2,000 because they're not supposed to bring any food, but the dog is the the one who found dogs. And yeah, I suppose you can put them to work doing most anything if you train them.
Yeah, well,
right?
They sniff out COVID now. They're trained to sniff out COVID. So what do you do there? What do you tell your friend? I'm in jail. You go to jail with all these hardened criminals. I'm in jail. I smuggled McMuffin.
Right, McMuffin. Here's the story of the marriage of Douglas Robert and Tammy Munsey. They were all set for their big day. They were going to commit to each other, you know, the old business. The bride comes down the aisle. She notices a wedding crasher. There's a dog that came into and was mingling with the guests. They didn't know who the dog was, but basically this stray dog crashed their wedding and was into all kinds of things. But the dog, apparently the police were called, but the dog stayed and enjoyed the rest of the wedding. I thought that was kind of a cute story.
No, it's a great story. As a matter of fact, I've been to doggy weddings where dogs actually got married. I thought,
oh, really?
Oh, wow.
59 past the hour.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.